Well, good morning. It's morning somewhere. Here on the Front Range, Colorado, it is 2:08 p.m. on Saturday, March the 25th, 2023. Yeah, that picture is, it's snow. It snowed last night. It snowed enough. It was cold enough. It snowed enough that it's still on the grass. It's still where it's stuck. It did not stick on the roads, and it did not stick on the sidewalks. So, yeah, I decided I would take the walk outside today since I have been somewhat neglectful. Sniff. Yeah, it is a chilly 46-ish, mid-40s. It's moving into the 50 territory. There's blue sky off to the west. There's blue sky off to the south. There's high, thin clouds above me here, so I'm getting a certain amount of solar gain on the old jacket. I did wear the windbreaker today, along with my two hoodies. So yeah, yesterday was one of those weird days where I went to do the walk and then something interfered. And then I went to do the walk and something interfered. And I went to do the walk and something else interfered. And before I knew it, it was like 8 o'clock at night. I hadn't done the walk. And I was like, nah. Not going to happen today. There's a guy driving along one of those panel trucks with the big logo on the side and the toolboxes along the bed, and one of the doors is hanging open, the passenger side. I'm surprised he doesn't see it. Maybe his mirror is not angled low enough to see it. Anyway. So I finished the final comb through of School's Out, Marva Collins book one. I keep trying to remember to stand up straight. I got people coming up behind me.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Let's slow down and let them go by. Get a drink of water while I'm at it. Chugging right along. And yes, it's still recording. Okay. There is something wrong with the socket in this phone, and I'm not sure exactly what it might be. I don't know if there is a little piece of schmutz stuck inside. It doesn't seat right, but I used to plug it in and it would go snip. Just a really faint click into place. It doesn't do that anymore. It's very disconcerting. Very disconcerting. Okay. Just checking. Oh. So yeah, I finished comb through this morning. I got to go through and pull out all the track changes, make sure that the changes that I put in there are the ones that I want. And then, sorry beta readers, it's going off to Karen. I promised her April 1st, I'm going to give it to her by April 1st. Probably going to give it to her tomorrow. It won't take me long to go through the marked changes. I think it was worth it. I think the extra time I took on the book is worth it. And as much as I would like to take enough time to give beta readers a chance to give me some feedback, I don't really have that kind of time. I'll give it to Karen and let her deal with it. I'm hoping the next two books. The next book is book two, will be Working Class, and the last one is Hard Knocks. Boy, that sun heated up. Oh, look, the reason is that it's burning off. The overcast is just sort of flying away. That's weird, the sky disappeared. There were two people walking. There's a woman and a man walking. She's taken off her coat, and it was tied around her waist, but I think she gave it to the guy. He must live down one of these side streets, and she's gonna make a little extra loop or something, I don't know. Somebody's either got a barbecue going or burning wood here today. I love the smell. It smells really good. Doesn't do much for the atmosphere, but compared to the amount of pollution being stuffed out of the back end of jets. So the big milestone today in the arc is that I did manage to beat the Alpha Dragon. So I have almost everything I need now to proceed to the next big boss, which is the Tech Cave and subsequent efforts. Hopefully my ascension to whatever the next thing is, it should be Scorched Earth. Which I'm already active on. I'm already building an army over there to take care of the Manticore. So that should go quickly. I think I have everything that I need over there to beat the Alpha Manticore. Everything except the obligatory Uranus. To encourage my Rexes. I have more than enough Rexes at this point, I think. So basically what that means is that I have a full suit of tech armor. I have a lot of, almost all of the tech level gear accessible to me, even though I may not have it on me, with me at the moment. I've unlocked almost all of it, if not all of it. So yeah, that's a step forward, at least on this one character, on this one survivor. If I want to share the wealth, I'm going to need to put the others through it. I have two that have some tech, but I need to put the second one through to kill the dragon. I have enough artifacts, but I don't have enough trophies, so I will be doing some hunting. And I'm missing the eye of an Alpha Tuso. Hello. Kind of funny, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. And I have to find an Alpha Tuso and slay it and get its eye. Which could take a while. I have to go to one of the other maps. I know there's another. There's a breeding ground for these giant squids. Tuso Tutsa. Tuso Tutso? I don't know. Tuso. Giant squid. Big squid. And they, you can tame them. You have to give them you have to let them catch one of your tame dinosaurs and then feed them something. I don't know what it is. I don't remember. Not exactly on my hit parade in terms of moving me toward the goal of advancing in the game, advancing my character up the ladder. I will never, I don't believe, because I thought I would never actually crack the tech barrier either, but there it is. Anyway, so running's going well. Arc is going well. Obsidian Markdown is proving to be worth all the effort I've put into it. I'm not sure about the story Bible. But then again, I haven't written anything new in that universe. So it will come in handy when I get back to writing new Golden Age titles. It'll probably be useful when I start cleaning up the next two Marva Collins books. Linux continues to delight me in terms of the way my machine is running. It's so fast, it's so responsive. Between the SSDs and Linux, which is not using a lot of the system resources just to manage Windows, there's one application always running in the background to check to make sure that my system is always up to date, and then it tells me if there's an update and gives me the option to install it. And I've only had to reboot once because of an install, and it told me before it was going to. In fact, it just said, okay, the install is done, but you need to reboot in order to take advantage of it. All right, fine. I'm using the Vivaldi browser, the basic. I turned off mail. There's like four or five different, there's three different levels with different kinds of applications, and it's like, really? I don't want Vivaldi to have my mail. It's bad enough my Gmail does. It's bad enough Google does. I need another drink. My throat is closing up on me here. Wet my whistle. Midday whistle weather. Yeah, it's still going. I was going to say, is it still going? Yes, it is. It still says 17. Almost 18 minutes in, which means that it's been running ever since I started it way back 3/4 mile ago. So yeah, I got a little time to do some play before I go back to fixing dinner. Among the other things I did yesterday was do a grocery shop. A little run, yeah, a little run. So it wasn't like I just sat around all day, because I did spend close to an hour wandering through the grocery store. Not exactly the same thing as the daily walk, but with some exercise. I didn't count it. Yesterday was the third red day for March. So far, I've missed, in the first quarter, I've missed 3 days. That's not too shabby. That's not too shabby. If I can keep going, if I can keep the ADHD at bay. I'm still learning how to talk with a bunch of teeth missing under the side of my mouth. So if I sound funny, it's because I bit my tongue or expected there to be teeth where there weren't any. Little things like that. Weirdness, the beard is coming in darker than it was when I lost it. So is the hair on my head. I'm not getting any more hair, but the hair that I've got is considerably less gray, which doesn't make any sense. I think I mentioned the other day my thyroid gland, which was the big concern, was that it wasn't producing enough. Turns out that it's producing more than before I got the radiation treatment. It's still not quite up to par, but it's a lot closer, which is just unexpected, I guess is the word. Unexpected. I heard from my sister Rose this morning. She's a piece of work. She's a baker. She went to Italy, spent I don't know how many summers in Italy, learning how to cook, how to build and cook in a traditional wood-fired oven. And then she went back to Belfast, Maine. And I don't know where she got the land or how she got the land or where it came from. But she now runs a bakery specializing in these wood-fired products. Bread. And during the summer she does pizza night on Friday. So she does wood-fired pizzas on Friday. And people line up. They sign up for their pizza. They sign up for it online and put in their order for the pizza, and she cooks them to order. So when they come in, the pizzas are ready for them. And she's doing really well at it. I'm really tickled. I want to say surprised, but I'm not really surprised. I'm really tickled for what she's managed to accomplish. It was nice to hear from her. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.